John 14, please, and the words of the 27th verse. John 14, verse 27. The text says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid." The theme tonight, the theme of the message in the gospel, is how to find peace. It ties in very well with Remembrance Sunday, with Armistice Day. Remembrance Sunday came about as it's the nearest Sabbath in the month to Armistice Day itself. Tomorrow, the 11th day of November, it was at the 11th hour, the 11th month, way back in 1918, 95 years ago tomorrow, that the peace following the First World War came into effect. And as we think of Armistice Day, and as we think of the peace that it brought again after a global conflict that lasted for 4 years, I think it would be a good question for us tonight. We're thinking of it more on the personal level, but very good for us to think of that question, how to find peace. Isn't it true, men and women, there are few subjects more prominent than the subject of peace? It's something that's brought to our attention almost every day. We hear constantly about peace talks and peace treaties. We hear reports of peace programs and peacekeeping forces and even peace prizes that are awarded. We learn of nations and peoples who desire to have peace. And we hear about lands and cities where there's absolutely no peace at all. We're told as well about world leaders and their job constantly, daily, day in, day out. Their task is working for peace in some region of the earth. On an individual level, we meet many people from all walks of life. Doesn't matter what your background, doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, successful or not. It doesn't matter how well you've done in life. We meet people from all walks of life. And the great search of their heart, the great search of their life, is the search for peace. Here's one of the most thought about, one of the most written about, one of the most talked about subjects there is. And yet the reality, men and women, is there are few things more sought after than peace. We live in a world, the reality of it is, we live in a world where there is no peace. Many people know little. Many people know nothing about peace. There are those, maybe some in our meeting tonight, there are those who would give anything. Some would even give everything, all that they have, if only it would bring some peace to their heart and to their life. And because their search for peace has failed, large numbers, and sadly in society today the numbers are increasing, but large numbers of people are turning to things like drink and like drugs, all the pleasure crazes of this world. And they do that in a vain attempt to get rid of all the pain and all the sorrow that's found in their life. And there's even an ever-increasing number of people who believe the only answer, the only way to get rid of the misery, the only way to get rid of the unrest, is to take their own life and to commit suicide. It's real, men and women. The fact is, all across the world, there are people longing and there are people who are searching for peace. Peace in their hearts. Peace in their life. But they cannot find it. They haven't found it yet. It's very interesting. H.G. Wells, the very famous English fiction writer, this is what he said. "Here I am at 65, retirement age, as it was, Here I am at 65, still searching for peace. And I wonder, is that your condition tonight? Maybe you're in the same age bracket as H.G. Wells was when he made that statement. Maybe you're younger. Maybe you're even older. But whatever your age, you have to admit tonight, still searching. Still searching for peace. In all the years you've lived, in all the things you've tried, in all the places you've been, and in all the things you've done, you've never yet found peace. Peace in your heart. Well, if that's your condition, if you're still searching, I want to speak to you just for a little while this evening. I want to bring you to the Bible. I want to bring you to the Word of God. And I want to tell you, men and women, where real peace, real lasting peace is to be found. Notice some things that's mentioned here about peace. Think first of all that this is a promised peace. The Savior says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Did you know that out in the East, it's customary to wish someone peace whenever you were leaving them? And remember when the Lord Jesus spoke these words, he did so on the eve of his crucifixion. He's about to leave his disciples. He's about to leave this world. And on that occasion, as he's about to take his leave, he's speaking to them of peace. But I want you to notice, men and women, that in these words, the Savior not merely talks about peace and wishes them peace. This is just not a message about peace. This is actually a promise. It's a promise of peace. Many times in the history of this world, people have given a promise of peace. They have promised they would keep the peace. They have promised they would leave another country in peace. Many times such a promise has been made. And yet seldom, if ever, have those promises been kept. Did you know, here's a very interesting fact for you. In a period of well over 3,000 years, from about 1500 BC right up until the present, over 8,000, note the number, over 8,000 treaties of peace or promises of peace between one country and another have been broken. Isn't that amazing, men and women? People promised peace, but they could not and they did not deliver it. But I want you to see that this promise of peace is something that's different. Here's a promise that's sure, it's guaranteed. Here's a promise that cannot be broken, because remember, it is the promise of the Son of God, the promise of the one that did not and the one that could not lie. It is Jesus Christ, men and women, that said these words, and he will keep the promise. He will do what he has said. We were considering this morning some verses in the book of Numbers. Will you listen carefully just to another verse from the book of Numbers? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? You know the reality tonight, men and women? You can depend 100% on the promise of Christ. He has never broken his promise, and he never will. If you come to him tonight in response to the invitation of the gospel, if you come to him for peace, he will not fail you. I can assure you, you will not go away disappointed. So here's a promised peace. I want you to see as well that it's a perfect peace. In the text, the Savior says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. You see those words, my peace? Literally those words mean the peace of mine. That's a very strong expression. By using those words, the Savior was emphasizing the fact that the peace that he was promising to give here was the personal peace which he had known, which he had enjoyed himself while he was here on earth. He is speaking of the peace which in a special manner and to a special degree characterized every moment of his earthly existence. Now, isn't that staggering, men and women? Just pause for a moment and take it in. Think of what the Savior is promising you. He's promising the peace that he experienced himself. In other words, he promises you the peace of God, or the peace which God experiences. It's not staggering. That means that he's promising you perfect peace, because everything there is about God is perfect. He's without fault and he's without flaw. Men and women, the peace that Jesus Christ will give you if you receive his salvation, it's not something that's deficient. It's not something that's inferior. It will not fall short of the mark or fall short of your requirement. The Savior is not speaking of giving you something that's shallow or unsatisfactory. No, my friend, he will give you a perfect peace. And I want to urge you in the meeting to look to Christ. I want to urge you to look at his life. Look at the life of the Savior. Examine his person. Examine the serenity of his earthly life. And I want you to see, men and women, that that is what he will do for you. That is what he will give to you if you will experience his salvation. Wasn't it Isaiah that said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Those words, perfect peace, it's literally double peace. And that's what you will receive if you come to Christ tonight. He'll give you double peace. He'll give you perfect peace, men and women. Do you remember the day the Savior calmed the storm? He'd been sleeping in the hinder part of the boat or the ship. His disciples, in fear of their life, awoke him. And he stood up and he rebuked the waves and he calmed the winds on the Sea of Galilee. And he declared those words, "Peace be still." Do you remember what the result was? The Bible records it clearly. There was a great calm. And men and women, if you will let Jesus Christ come into your life tonight, that's what he will give you. That's what he'll do for you. He'll give you a great calm. He will give you perfect peace. So we're thinking here of a promised peace, perfect peace. Notice as well, it's a permanent peace. For he says, "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." The peace that this verse speaks of is a peace that the world can neither give nor take away. The peace that the world gives is something that's here today and gone tomorrow. The world's peace is something that's unstable. It's temporary. It's something that will pass away. There's no guarantee that it will last, or no guarantee that it will continue. But not so, men and women, with Jesus Christ. He wants to give you tonight a peace that is permanent, something that is lasting. He wants to give you an inward peace that is fixed and unchanged, despite the circumstances of life that you may be facing, or the circumstances that you may be passing through. The peace that he wants to give you, men and women, is something that will abide with you even in the hour of death itself. Isn't that tremendous to think of that? That you can face death and go into eternity still with the peace of God in your heart and in your life. I read a story of a little girl doing a history exam. She was writing about Armistice Day, and she said that they signed the armistice on the 11th of November 1918, and since then we have had 2 minutes of peace every year. Doesn't it feel like that sometimes? With all the struggles and difficulties of life, and all the problems that confront you, and all the wars and rumours of wars there are across the earth, sometimes it feels like there's only 2 minutes of peace every year. Can I tell you something, men and women? The Savior wants to give you a peace tonight that will never end. Something that will last forever. Can I tell you why the world's peace is not permanent? It's because the world's peace doesn't deal with the real issues. The world's peace doesn't quieting an accusing conscience. The world's peace doesn't take away your sin, and it doesn't take away your guilt, and it doesn't reconcile you with God. You see, the reality, men and women, is you can only have lasting peace when you have first made your peace with God. You have first made your peace with the one who is your maker and the one who one day will be your judge. It's a permanent peace. And one other thing I want you to see, and that is it's a priceless peace. Did you notice the words of the text? The Saviour says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. How do you obtain this peace, men and women, this perfect, permanent peace that the Saviour promises here in this text? How do you obtain it? Well, it's simple. If you accept him as your Saviour, then he will give it to you. He'll give it to you as a free gift. You see, you don't obtain real peace by pleasures, the pleasures of this world. I'm sure you've tried it, and you've realized that they failed you. The old hymn, I tried the broken cisterns, Lord, and the waters failed. E'en as I stooped to drink, they fled, and they mocked me as I wailed. Pleasure doesn't bring peace. Possessions, regardless of how many you have, how much you have, those things don't bring peace of heart. They don't quieten the conscience. Position or popularity, it's none of those things that brings real peace to a person's life. Do you remember the rich young ruler that came to the Saviour? He had all of those things and more, men and women. But the Bible says he went away sorrowful. You see, wealth cannot purchase peace. Intellect and ability cannot bestow it. The reality is you don't get peace through outward means and outward circumstances, because real lasting peace is something that can only be given to you by God. It's the free gift of Jesus Christ, and he bestows it upon the person that receives his so great salvation. You see, it doesn't have to be earned. It doesn't have to be merited. It doesn't have to be bought or purchased. It's a gift, men and women. He says, my peace I give unto you. And you know the reason why the Saviour gives this peace freely? It's because he purchased it. He paid for it on the cross of Calvary. And he paid for it with his own precious blood. We're thinking today, we've thought in this meeting, of those that laid down their lives, those that paid the supreme sacrifice, those that shed their blood so that we might be free, so that we might know a measure of peace and liberty in this land of ours. Remember, men and women, just carry that up into the highest realm of thought and think of the cross and the shedding of the Saviour's blood. And that, men and women, is why he shed his blood, so that you might have the peace of God reigning in your heart. Is that what Paul said, writing to the Colossians? Having made peace. How did he make it, men and women? Through the blood of his cross. You see, peace with God is one of the blessings of God's salvation. Paul, writing to the Romans, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is one of the blessings of salvation, men and women. Can I ask you all tonight, do you have it? Have you experienced God's salvation? Have you experienced, do you know anything tonight of this peace of which we speak? Remember, to have the peace of God, you must first have peace with God. Is that yours tonight? Peace with God? The struggle's over. Paul spoke about in his unconverted days kicking against the pricks, the struggle against God as he spoke and the Spirit strove. Is that struggle going on in your heart? Let me urge you, men and women, make your peace with God tonight. And can I stress, there's only one way to find that peace. Only one. And that's by trusting Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Will you do it today? Will you do it tonight on this Sabbath day when we remember that armistice, that the peace that it brought about and so forth? Will you make your peace with God on this Sabbath day? I'll tell you this in closing. There's one Hebrew word I want you to know, like everybody in the meeting, to be familiar with. That's the word shalom. Shalom is the Hebrew greeting, both for welcome and for farewell. They use the same greeting when you come to visit and when you're leaving, when you're departing from the home again. Do you remember when Elisha asked the Shunammite woman, "Is it well with thee?" Well, the word there is shalom. He was really asking that woman, "Is it peace with thee?" And I want you to ponder that question. I want to put the challenge to your hearts tonight at the close of the meeting. Is it well with thee, men and women? Is it peace with thee? Is there peace in your heart? Is there peace in your life? Do you have the peace, the real peace of which we have spoken? If not, if like H.G. Wells, you're still searching and still looking, then I urge you, men and women, to look no further. You come to Jesus Christ. Come to Him for salvation. He's the only one, the only one that can give to you the peace that you're looking and searching for. Think of the words of the Saviour as I finish. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. May God bless His word to all our hearts tonight.